Welcome to Dissertation in 90 Days, the podcast that takes the seemingly insurmountable task of writing your dissertation and breaks it down into manageable, bite-sized pieces. I'm your host, Dr. J, here to guide you through this journey with practical advice, actionable steps, and a hefty dose of encouragement. Whether you're at the beginning of your doctoral journey or in the thick of research, you're in the right place. Today, we're zoning in on what I like to call the foundation of your dissertation journey, finding your focus. It's like standing at the foot of a mountain, looking up at the peak. It might seem far, but every step you take brings you closer to the top. And it all starts with that first step, honing in on what you want to explore. Let me share a little wisdom that resonates deeply with this phase of your journey. It goes something like this: clarity breeds mastery. This nugget of wisdom underscores the immense power of focus and clarity in achieving our goals. In the context of your dissertation, this means zeroing in on a thesis topic that not only ignites your passion, but also offers clear direction for your research. Now, why is this focus so crucial? Because a well-defined topic and research question are the compasses that will guide every step of your dissertation process. They help you navigate through the vast sea of information, theories, and methodologies, enabling you to stay on course towards your ultimate goal, completing your dissertation. So, how do we find that focus? It starts with curiosity. Think about what intrigues you, what questions keep you up at night, and what gaps you've noticed in your field of study. This curiosity is the spark that will light the way to your research question. Remember, it requires patience, reflection, and a good deal of exploration. But worry not. I'm here to guide you through this process, offering practical advice and strategies to help you refine your topic and craft a research question that is both meaningful and manageable. So, buckle up and let's begin this exciting journey together. Your dissertation doesn't have to be a daunting task. With the right focus and a step-by-step approach, you'll find that it's not just about reaching the peak, it's about enjoying the climb. In this segment, we're going to talk about something that's absolutely vital on your dissertation journey, the importance of focus. You see, selecting a focused thesis topic isn't just a good idea. It's critical for the success of your dissertation. Let me paint a picture for you, but let's step away from the sea, marathons, and climbing. Instead, imagine you're planting a garden. Now, if you scatter seeds randomly, without thinking about what you're planting or where you're planting it, what happens? You might get a few plants to grow, but it'll be chaotic, hard to manage, and you might not even get the plants you actually wanted. But if you start with a clear plan, choose specific seeds, and plant them in designated spots, you're setting yourself up for a garden that's not only manageable, but also flourishing and productive. This is akin to the process of selecting a focused thesis topic. A too broad topic is like scattering seeds without a plan. It might seem like you're covering more ground, but without focus, you're setting yourself up for a chaotic research process. You might find yourself overwhelmed by too much information, unclear directions, and a project that's nearly impossible to manage effectively. Now, think about your own research interests and goals. What are you passionate about? What specific questions do you want to answer? A well-defined research question, like a well-planned garden, sets the stage for everything that follows. It informs your research design, guides your methodology, and ultimately shapes your contributions to your field. It's the cornerstone upon which your entire dissertation rests. So, why is focus so crucial? Because without it, you're wandering in the dark, hoping to stumble upon something meaningful. With it, you're a treasure hunter with a map, knowing each step brings you closer to your goal. Your focused research question is that map guiding each decision, each method, and each analysis you undertake. As you ponder your dissertation topic, ask yourself, am I planting a wild garden or am I carefully selecting each seed? Am I wandering aimlessly or am I moving with purpose and direction? Your answers to these questions will not only shape your dissertation journey, but also determine its success. Remember, the goal here isn't just to finish a dissertation, it's to contribute something valuable to your field, to add a piece to the puzzle of knowledge. And that starts with a clear, focused research question. So let's take that step together, refining our focus and setting the stage for a dissertation that's not only manageable, but truly impactful. All right, let's roll up our sleeves and dive into something a little more hands-on. This next segment is all about a practical exercise that I promise will not only get your gears turning, but also bring you closer to identifying that golden area of interest for your dissertation. Imagine you're standing in front of a buffet of your favorite foods, but instead of dishes, each tray holds a different academic subject or area of interest. Just like you'd gravitate towards the dishes that make your mouth water, we're going to zero in on the subjects that spark your curiosity and passion. Here's what I want you to do. Grab a piece of paper and a pen, or open up a new document on your computer. Now, without overthinking it, start jotting down all the areas related to your field that pique your interest. Big, small, broad, narrow. Don't hold back. Think of it as a brainstorming session where there are no wrong answers, only possibilities. Got your list? Great. Now, take a moment to look it over. As you scan your list, highlight or circle the topics that jump out at you. These aren't just the areas you find interesting. These are the ones that make your heart beat a little faster, the ones that stir up questions in your mind, the ones you find yourself drawn to time and again. What we're doing here is tapping into your natural curiosity and passion, guiding you towards an area of study that won't just sustain your interest over the long haul of dissertation writing, but will also fuel your commitment through the challenges ahead. Think of this exercise as your personal treasure map, where X marks the spot of your most engaging interests. By identifying these areas, you're laying the groundwork for a dissertation topic that's not only academically sound, but also deeply meaningful to you. Remember, the journey to a successful dissertation starts with knowing where you want to go. This exercise is your first step in charting that course. So, take your time, reflect deeply, and let your passions lead the way. This isn't just about fulfilling an academic requirement. It's about pursuing a quest that matters to you. All right, folks, we've reached a crucial turning point in our journey together. You've identified your broad areas of interest, those topics that light a fire in your belly. Now, it's time to zero in even further to transform that broad interest into a razor-sharp thesis topic. This step is all about finding the sweet spot between what fascinates you and what contributes meaningfully to your field. Let's dive into some practical strategies that can help you narrow down your topic. First up, let's talk about the power of a literature review. Imagine you're a detective and your case is to uncover what's missing in the vast landscape of your research area. By diving into current research, you're not just familiarizing yourself with the field, you're on the lookout for unanswered questions, unexplored areas, or even conflicting findings. These gaps are golden opportunities for your research to make a real impact. So, grab your magnifying glass and start sifting through those academic journals and databases. Your mission is to spot those gaps that your research could fill. Next, don't underestimate the value of a good chat with your academic advisors or mentors. These conversations can be incredibly fruitful, offering you direction, clarity, and sometimes the reality check we all need. Your advisors have been in the trenches, they know the landscape of your field, and can help steer you towards a topic that's both significant and manageable. Think of them as your navigators, guiding you through the maze of possibilities to find that perfect research question. Now, let's not forget the importance of real-world relevance. In the end, The best research doesn't just live in academic journals, it addresses real-world problems, gaps in knowledge, or societal needs. Ask yourself, how does my research fit into the bigger picture? What practical implications could it have? This perspective not only enriches your work, but also amplifies its impact, making it resonate beyond the academic community. To bring these strategies to life, let me share a quick story about a former student, John. John started with a broad interest in renewable energy, but felt overwhelmed by the vastness of the field. Through a diligent literature review, John discovered a specific gap in how small communities adapt to renewable energy technologies. Conversations with advisors helped refine this interest into a focused research question. By considering the real-world implications of this research, John was able to design a project that not only contributed to academic knowledge, but also offered practical insights for communities grappling with these transitions. John's journey illustrates the power of these strategies in action. By methodically reviewing literature, seeking guidance from mentors, and focusing on real-world relevance, John transformed a broad interest into a focused, impactful research topic. As you move forward, think of yourself as a sculptor. You start with a block of marble, your broad area of interest, and through careful work, you chisel away until a clear, defined shape emerges, your thesis topic. It's a process of discovery, refinement, and sometimes a bit of trial and error. But with these strategies in your toolkit, you're well on your way to uncovering a topic that's not only meaningful to you, but also makes a significant contribution to your field. Now that we've honed in on a more specific topic, it's time to craft the heart of your dissertation, the research question. This is where your project begins to take real shape. Crafting a clear, concise, and researchable question might seem daunting, but I'm here to guide you through it step by step. Imagine your research question as a seed from which your entire dissertation will grow. Just like a seed needs the right conditions to sprout, your question needs the right elements to develop into a robust research project. Let's use a simple framework to get started, one that's particularly handy for clinical research but adaptable across disciplines, the PICO framework. PICO stands for Population, Intervention, Comparison, Outcome. While not every research will involve an intervention or comparison, this formula can help structure your thinking. First, identify the population your research will focus on. Who are they? What are their characteristics or conditions? Next, consider any intervention you're exploring, or in non-clinical research, this could be a phenomenon or variable you're investigating. If applicable, think about a comparison group or condition. Finally, define the outcome you're interested in measuring or understanding. Now let's draft a research question. Start broad, then refine. For example, if your interest lies in education technology, your initial question might be, how does the use of technology affect learning outcomes in high school students? From there, refine your question by narrowing down the scope, ensuring its relevance, and considering its feasibility. Is there a specific type of technology or subject area you want to focus on? What measurable outcome are you interested in? A refined question might look like, in high school math classes, how does the use of interactive software compared to traditional teaching methods affect students' test scores? Here are a few tips to make your question as specific and focused as possible. First, be as clear and concise as you can. Avoid jargon and make sure someone outside your field could understand the question. Second, ensure your question is answerable within the scope of a dissertation. It should not be too broad or too narrow. Third, consider the relevance and importance of your question. Does it fill a gap in the literature? Will it have practical implications? Take a moment to draft your own research question, then review it critically. Is it specific? Is it focused? Does it get to the heart of what you're truly curious about? Remember, a well-crafted research question is the beacon that will guide your entire dissertation process. By following these steps and using the PICO framework as a starting point, you'll be able to develop a research question that's not only clear and focused, but also deeply engaging and meaningful to both you and your field. So take your time, refine your question, and prepare to embark on a research journey that promises to be both challenging and rewarding. As we wrap up today's journey on Dissertation in 90 Days, let's take a moment to reflect on the ground we've covered. We've navigated through the crucial steps of honing in on your dissertation topic, from finding your broad area of interest to crafting a focused research question that's both meaningful and manageable. The heart of our conversation today has been about the power of focus and clarity. These aren't just buzzwords, they're your compass and map as you embark on this scholarly expedition. I encourage you, dear listeners, to apply the strategies and exercises we've discussed to your own dissertation journey. Remember, pinpointing your focus is not just a preliminary step, it's the foundation upon which your entire project rests. It's the first essential stride towards making a significant contribution to your field. Now, I'd love to hear from you. Share your progress, toss us your questions, or suggest topics you'd like us to cover in future episodes. Your input doesn't just enrich our discussions, it weaves you into our growing community of learners and researchers, all committed to the pursuit of knowledge and understanding. Let me leave you with a thought to carry forward. The journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. Approach your dissertation with confidence, armed with curiosity and a clear focus. This isn't just about crossing a finish line. It's about embarking on a voyage of discovery, where every challenge is a stepping stone towards your goal. For those looking to dive deeper into crafting a successful dissertation, I direct you to the playbook, How to Get Your Dissertation Approved in 6 months or Less by Dr. Anthony Robinson. Dr. Robinson not only completed 2 dissertations in 6 months, but also distilled his insights into this invaluable resource. Download your copy at writerser.com/playbook and take a giant leap toward turning your dissertation dream into reality. Thank you for joining me today. Remember, the path to a successful dissertation is a journey best taken with clarity and focus. Keep moving forward, step by step, and watch as your academic aspirations unfold into achievements.